Bank robbery is an American criminal tradition, with heists laying the scene for some of Hollywood's most exciting movies. In this week's Criminal Podcast, host Phoebe Judge talks with Clay Toomey, a Dallas man who became a real-life bank robber. That's the subject of this week's episode of Criminal, a podcast recorded here at WUNC, and host Phoebe Judge joins me now. Good morning, Phoebe.
Hi, Will.
Who is Clay Toomey, and how did he become a bank robber?
Well, Clay Toomey is just kind of a regular guy. He grew up in Texas. He got married, he started to have children, and had a job that he cared about a little bit, but not too much. And he decided one day that this obsession that he'd always had, he wanted to maybe try to act on. It's something that people say he'd been talking about for a very long time.
He says things that can or can be true with a straight face, and you don't know if it's a joke or not, because it could very well be true.
That's Audrey Fernandez, who has been friends with Clay for many years. They were in high school together, remembering that he would often bring up this subject.
So it was something that interested him, and we think of, I just laid the scene of movies, Hollywood movies involving bank robberies in sort of a violent entrance into these banks. But how did Clay Toomey's heists go? How would he do it?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that many of these bank robberies aren't necessarily violent. And violence is something that Clay says he was never interested in. He actually never really even carried a weapon with him. He decided that he would rob banks using something called a note-only robbery, which literally is only a note. It meant that he would write his instructions on an envelope and hand it to the teller. And I think we have him here talking about what that note would say.
I thought a lot about what that note would say. I put, so the three things that I wrote were, give me your 50s and hundreds. I'm not going to hurt you. You know, don't look at me.
So why did he tell you that he needed the money?
Well, that was the interesting thing, is that I actually went to Texas and spent the day with Clay and went around to all of the banks that he robbed, and he was kind of showing me how he did it. He didn't need the money, and that's the very fascinating thing. I think that's why we wanted to do the story, because why would someone rob a bank if they didn't actually need the money? I don't think we really find out exactly why he needed to rob banks. I come to the conclusion, I think, in speaking with him for so long, that maybe he was just bored.
So it was this wild interest for quite a while, and how did he finally get caught?
He turned himself in. He decided that he had gotten away with it for this long, but maybe he wouldn't get away with it forever. He had a young son and thought that if he was going to go to jail, he might as well go to jail before his son could remember it.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Phoebe.
Thanks for talking to me.
Phoebe Judge hosts the podcast Criminal. You can hear the latest episode here on WUNC on Sunday afternoon. You can find more information at WUNC.org.